cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on. Bridge the distance between you and me. There's a list of grievances 100 miles long. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on November the 9th, 2007. Newcomers, look into the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com for lots of free downloadable material on the big players that have existed in our lifetime and many that have existed in previous generations who've all worked towards this global agenda in their Brave New World system. And also look into Alan Watt sentientsentinel.eu where you can download transcripts in other tongues of Europe. And I'll start off tonight with my shameless self-promotion. That's utterly shameless, in fact, but it's time I did it because I always forget. Now, for those who haven't bought my books, my discs and the CDs, try giving it a shot because I have to keep going here and that's all I have to sell. I could be sitting back here writing and writing and not on the air and then making a big killing when I did come back on. But I choose to be on the air and saying what has to be said at this time because we're living in very, very bad times. And we don't know how long we really have before all hell breaks loose, so to speak. We know that the government's been preparing for this for donkey's years. And so I come on the air and try to bring you up to speed as quickly as possible. So much information, but you have to cram it into so many short talks. So for those who can help out, buy the books, buy the rest of the material, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And you can also donate money to me as well, and it's all on the site as how to do it. And tonight, I'm going to go into the poo-poo stuff, the stuff that the media poo-poos is conspiracy theories, because we're taught to believe in coincidence theories. Everything's a coincidence. And I'd like to debunk that part of it, because when you go into history, history is nothing but one conspiracy after another. In ancient times, and look at the history of any country, Britain's a good one, you'd find kings and queens often would have each other assassinated, or their children would, and that goes all the way back to ancient Rome and even Greece, because they breed psychopaths who crave power, and bumping off their parents is nothing. Sometimes the parents bumped off their own children. That's how they hang on to power. And these are psychopathic types, and they always, unfortunately, seem to claw their way to the top. They also know down through the ages how to become the leaders of popular movements. They smell the wind. They know what the people want to hear. And that's why after revolutions down through the ages, we often end up with a worse system or just as bad as the one you just overthrew. Look at all the countries in Latin America. Not that they've had much of a chance with the West always interfering in their affairs. But you end up often with simply new tyrants who suddenly change all of their decisions and all of their theories and so on, their ideologies go out the window as soon as they're in power. I think Woody Allen did a good movie on that, and it was called Bananas. And you saw the dictator who gets into power after overthrowing the last one, and he comes up with all these silly laws as soon as he's in. And I'm going to continue with these conspiracy theories and coincidence theories after the foreign messages.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hello. Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. I don't know if I'm back on the air or not. I didn't hear anything. And there's some problems back at the station, I think. But tonight, I'm going to talk about a man who should know about conspiracies, and that was Professor Carol Quigley, who wrote the book Tragedy and Hope, and he was the historian for the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute for International Affairs. The Council on Foreign Relations is only the American branch of the same organization. And in page 950, he says this about the creation, the setup of this organization. He says, at the risk of some repetition, the story will be summarized here because the American branch of this organization, sometimes called the Eastern Establishment in the last generation, played a significant role in the history of the United States and in the last generation. The roundtable groups, these are the ones you'll hear after all UN conferences and all the big World Wildlife Fund conferences, and all these characters have roundtable groups, and it's all part of the same structure. The roundtable groups were semi-secret discussion and lobbying groups organized by Lionel Curtis, Philip Kerr, who was Lord Lothian, and Sir William S. Maris in 1908 to 1911. This was done on behalf of Lord Milner, the dominant trustee of the Rhodes, that's the Cecil Rhodes, we get the Rhodes scholarships for world government. the Rhodes Trust in the two decades, 1905 to 1925. The original purpose of these groups was to seek to federate the English-speaking world along lines laid down by Cecil Rhodes in 1853, well, he died actually in 1902, and William T. Stead, who died in 1912. And the money from the organizational work came originally from the Rhodes Trust. By 1915, roundtables groups existed in seven countries, including England, South Africa, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, India, and a rather loosely organized group in the United States. And he goes on to name all the main characters within the United States. And even mentions all the newspapers they owned, including the Christian Science Monitor and all the other big ones. And he says here, the chief backbone, this is on page 951, the chief backbone of this organization grew up along the already existing financial cooperation running from the Morgan Bank in New York to a group of international financiers in London, led by Lazard Brothers. Milner himself in 1901 had refused a fabulous offer worth up to $100,000 a year to become one of the three partners of the Morgan Bank in London in succession to the Younger. And then they go on to mention in the same book, in the same page actually, by the end of World War I, they had set up the organization in every part of the British Commonwealth. And the idea was to create front groups, many front groups with different names, all going back to the Royal Institute for International Affairs, that would bring, first of all, the English-speaking peoples of the world together under one complete system, and then gradually, under the guise of giving aid to other third-world countries, bring them in, install your own people over those third-world countries, and bring them into the same culture and give a world culture to everyone. And it was not done by people who were altruistic and fretted at night about poor starving children in far-off lands. The main members that this character mentions in his book were all multimillionaires. They were all part of the leading establishments, and they still are. He also talks about the fact that they created so many movements, different movements, that people joined organizations and led those movements, that people thought they were either left-wing or communist or far right-wing or fascist. They controlled both sides of every dispute because their boys from the Royal Institute for International Affairs led those groups and both sides. Meanwhile, all the guys below are all haggling with each other and pointing fingers to that group over there. That's the dialectic in motion. Meanwhile, all that time, there was a third party working hard and pulling the strings of both sides. And it's been like that for over 100 years. Now, this private organization that calls itself an institution, it's an institute. Look up the legal definitions of an institution. The Bank of Canada, which isn't a bank at all, is called an institution. And when the head of the Bank of Canada was asked to explain it, he says, no, it's not really federal. It's more a kind of service that the people need. Quite the service, isn't it, to be brought into slavery through massive debt. But this is what the Royal Institute for International Affairs is composed of even today. It's the descendants of the same few hundred families, just a few hundred families, both the male side and the female side of those families. They're in all the prime positions across the whole planet. And they've been working for over 100 years, more openly than they ever did before, because it did not start with them. The British Commonwealth idea was born, remember, in the 1500s, back in the 16th century. John Dee talked about it, a global system to come where people would use English as the main tongue, he meant for all business. And sure enough, English is the international language of business. Dee also talked about the terms that countries would be admitted into this free trading zone. And he mentioned the term, the most favored nation, trading nation status would be given to those who complied and basically adopted the same system. So these characters have been taking over the world gradually. You'll find from the Royal Institute for International Affairs, Council on Foreign Relations, you also have the Trilateral Commission, and some of the members at the top, the key technocrats at the top, in our whole lifetime here, and they're still going yet, the same guys, are all over the place making deals and signing deals with countries, private deals in some way, but given official backing by governments on the other. These are people who are not elected by anybody, and they get away with it because they represent the most powerful, as far as wealth goes, people on the planet. It's to do with wealth. The whole world revolves around this odd thing called money. And money demands and money commands. Those who have it rule the world. And they're certainly doing it now. They're bringing us into a brand new feudal-type system, as Carl Quigley says, in his own book, in the same book, Tragedy and Hope. And the reason he got this book published, or actually put out in the first place, was because he thought he was an inner, higher member of this organization, and he thought the public would accept all the things that this group had been doing, because it truly had been behind the latent histories of the United States and Britain and the whole Commonwealth of Britain at that time. They had been behind all the major wars. And they also dangled, as I say, this idea of opposition before your eyes, so as you'd attack all the wrong fronts, fronts which they also controlled, like feints, they call it in boxing. A feint is where a boxer is going to hit you with the right, where you defend yourself and leave your left wide open, he hits you right there. And that's what they do. It's the same technique. You attack what you see as the obvious source of your malcontent, and it's always the wrong one. Meanwhile, these guys go sailing through the middle as the left battles the right, and they're still doing it today, and they've almost pulled off their whole agenda. Now, of course, they're using the big sciences on us. And members of this group, and personally, this is the top secret society on the planet, because it's completely meshed, it's completely integrated with MI6 and the CIA. And in the same book, in fact, this man, Carl Quigley, the historian for this group, because they have their own personal historian, don't want to lose all their records, because one day they'll give monuments to each other and for what they did and all the rest of it, they've got somewhere to keep the records. And he talks about how they've been behind all of this, and how it fills in the blank spots in history, and how their goal is to bring in a new type of feudal system with the CEOs of big international corporations, basically creating a new feudal system, because they'll be the only lobbying groups left on the planet, because you need money to have a lobbying group, and these guys have the money. They're backed by the big boys with the money. And Quigley mentions that their place in England, Chatham House, their main headquarters, became the headquarters of the OSS during World War II. That became MI6. And the reason it became the headquarters was because the members that comprised of MI6, MI5, and all the MIs that they have out there, I'm sure there's many, many more, were members of this same group. And before that, they had what they called the Secret Service. The Secret Service was a part of the establishment, a society which could overrule any court. It could overrule all police in the country and in the British Commonwealth. And they could get what they wanted by showing their little passport. They acted on behalf of the Crown. There was no questioning of it. And these people were recruited, in fact, from the elite families themselves. They didn't allow the peasants into it. So it was the clique that plundered the earth for centuries, lived off the people for centuries, making sure that the next 100 years or so was going to belong to them as well. And the way you do that is to plan ahead a society with its whole system revolving around economics, and all you have to do is own the banks, basically. And what are the banks anyway? There's just people who pass out paper here and there and create money out of nothing. We know the whole story for those who go into the whole banking scam. It's a complete con job. So is debt as well. It's a complete con job. The world is run on IOUs. That's how the world is run. And at one time, it used to be just the big kings and queens who overindulged and had to borrow money from the banking boys. Now it's down to the person in the street. Back after the following messages.
ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix and talking about Carol Quigley and how he brought his book out, thinking the public would accept the fact that for some generations the people had been manipulated heavily, whole countries had been manipulated by very wealthy people using sometimes their own offspring at the head of big, massive organizations, mainly through the foundations which they'd set up as fronts for themselves. And Quigley even goes through that in his book. He talks about the Rees Commission, looked into the scandals with the foundations and the power that they influenced over whole continents, basically. And it hasn't changed. So these foundations were set up as fronts for already existing very, very wealthy people. And Professor Carl Quigley thought, as I say, that the public were ready to accept this kind of almost totalitarian regime ruling over them, and maybe he wasn't so far off the mark, because we know that 80-odd percent of the public, probably in all ages, but definitely in the last couple of hundred years, have never participated in their own affairs. They leave it to those who rule over them. Whoever wins is who they follow, and they just hope that they can get their bread and water. Today it's electricity and televisions and video games and some beer. But nothing much has changed. However, history is not changed by the bulk of the people. It's always changed by the few here and there that can eventually slap them out of their unconscious state and make them look at the world as it really is and try to appeal to their humanity the humanity, hopefully, is a survival link to the future. Most folk are so disconnected today from each other, they don't really care, and that's the truth. That's the sad truth. And again, it's a scientific type of conditioning they've gone through. I'll just jump from the actual book Tragedy and Hope and Carol Quigley to a statement made by Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was right up there with presidents, being advisors of the NSA and all the rest of it. He's had all kinds of hats at the top. Another member of the Trilateral Commission, this other group that also forms part of the Council on Foreign Relations, they have the same boss. And Zbigniew Brzezinski said in his own book, which was Between Two Ages, he says, the technocratic age is slowly designing an everyday more controlled society. The society will be dominated by an elite of persons free from traditional values. Free from traditional values. You understand? It's Brave New World there. Who will have no doubt in fulfilling their objectives by means of purged techniques with which they will influence the behavior of people and will control and watch the society in all details. It will become possible to exert a practically permanent watch on each citizen of the world. Now, these are the kind of... I'll repeat that for the hard of thinking in a minute. But these are the kind of statements that you imagine coming out of some ancient tyrant in Rome that thought he was a god. Because the people had to worship these tyrants, you know, as gods. And they would say things like... And here we have it written by the same people today, maybe even their descendants, for all we know, and it's very possibly true. You know, that is right off a science fiction movie where the blob says, ha ha, I want to control the world. But here's people at the top in charge of military positions and high-tech scientific warfare divisions boasting about the technotronic era, when they'll use scalar-type weaponry on the public, and it's called silent weapons for quiet wars. The public will never know what's happening to them. We're being sprayed. We're seeing the pulsing in the sky at nights. They're using this stuff. I repeat that for the hard of thinking, as I say. The technocratic age is slowly designing an everyday more controlled society. The society will be dominated by an elite of persons free from traditional values. In other words, there's no bonding with the people. There's no right and wrong with them. They have no traditional values. Will have no doubt in fulfilling their objectives by means of purged techniques with which they will influence the behavior of people and will control and watch the society in all details. It will become possible to exert a practically permanent watch on each citizen of the world. And you think everything's just coincidence, the coincidence theory? Read Brzezinski's book. Hear it from an arrogant psychopath yourself. Read his book and see what they say. And look into Professor Carl Quigley, that didn't live too long after he published his book. He was getting too big for his boots. He thought it was too important. Now, I don't get money for promoting these books. Now, some of these, even front groups for Christians, are really publishing houses, and they give you all these conspiracy books to read, and they simply republish stuff that's out of print and make a killing on it. I don't do that, but I do pick the books that are at least have been available in the past in local libraries and all the rest of it. And that's why I suggest people actually look for a lot of these books, get them through interlibrary loans. You'll find that if you go through the books searches on the internet, very often, and I found this after I've talked about things like the book that was put out by the Club of Rome called The First Global Revolution, where they discuss coming up with the idea to con the whole world about global warming, so we'd all submit and surrender our wills to them, and they could dominate us. On some of the searches that's been done by people I know on the internet, they've found about 30 pages have been taken out of the books since I talked about it. So get the real book. It's only about 75 cents used on some of these used bootleggers' stands. And I'll be back with more about this after the following messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, back with Cutting Through the Matrix, and just trying to get it through to people that these characters actually publish a lot of material, a lot of very boring reading generally, but in amongst all that boring reading, and that's why they do it that way. It's like the Old Testament to push you to sleep, and then you miss the good part, the part that really matters where the laws and all that stuff are. And that's how they tuck stuff into their books. They lull you to sleep with boring politics and so on. At least you take it as being politics. But then they come out with these little quips where they're telling you something very important. And moreover, they're telling other members of their own societies just how on the mark they are. They're not afraid of anything. They're so confident they can pull all of this off. And they almost have. And this particular group, as I say, that's set up from the secret services in Britain, other agencies like MI6, MI5, the CIA, they sent their own man over, Donovan, well, Bill Donovan, to set up the CIA after World War II. And it's completely meshed and integrated with what you think are your security systems. They also make sure, as Quigley said, in the Anglo-American establishment, that's the other book he wrote, the other main major book. He says it's only important to control those at the top of every political party. The rest of the lesser politicians are allowed to go through their usual stuff and compete for brownie points to get up the ladder. But at the top, the same institution makes sure they vet every major candidate that will be presented to you to vote for. So it's in the bag. And that's how it's run. That's so simple. And the public never see that they're being deceived. In democracy, and Quigley even said the same thing, in democracy, we don't vote for people to get people in. We vote the last bunch out. We're so sick of them. This is how they play this game. And they put up all these different front groups, so many front groups, that they have everybody battling everybody else, never realizing there's only one puppet master at the top of this whole show. And it's their own agency. They also have all the major media personnel you know that you even grow up with. That's why they hang on to these characters till about 80 years old and dropping off their chairs. Because you grew up with these main characters like Dan Rather and so on. And would Daddy lie to you as this guy stares at your eye to eye every night at 6 p.m. on the television? He would never lie to you, would he? Well, look at the associations they belong to. And don't stop when you find one of them, like the CIA. Keep going, you'll find the real one behind the CIA as well. Because they all have certain things in common, and they're placed there. They're placed there for their skill, and they're placed there for their ability to always, always be faithful to the organization they serve, even if it means telling lies and complete lies to the general public. That's how it's run. And that's how the whole system has run. And if you want to know where even the secret services of Britain started, go back into the histories of the diplomatic corps of merry old England. Because as far back as we know, say the 16th century, John Dee was a spy for Queen Elizabeth I of England. And he writes about that in his own books. They're still available in universities today, these books. He was a spy. His title was 007, his number. 007. 007, James Bond, of course, means he's bonded. He's sworn the oath. You take a bond in front of the bondsman. You swear an oath. And that's where that comes from. Now, I think we have Bill from Maryland on the line. Are you there, Bill?
Hey, Alan. It's Phil. Can you hear me?
Phil, okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I've been listening to you for about a year now. I was telling my wife, you're the kind of guy I'd like to go fishing with and sit down and have a beer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think the jig is up for these folks. I think that that there's more and more people talking about it, and with the demise of mainstream media and the newspapers, and with the rise of the internet and other forms of communication, that we're on to them and we know what's going on now. And I think there's just a what would you call it, a critical mass forming, and they know it.
Well, and here's the thing. See, they foresaw this. They saw this before they gave us the internet. Again, Zbigniew Brzezinski talked and published works on the coming. This coming form, they didn't call it the internet at the time, that the public hadn't even heard of home computers. He said a means of communication will be given to the general public, which they'll think will be enabling them for more freedom of thought, speech, and communication, but will actually, in fact, we'll be running it, he said, and it will be forming opinions along the stream of a global government. So these guys are no dummies at the top. And the biggest boys, the big players that own the media, the mainstream media, are right now working their way in to own all of the servers, etc., that you're on the internet. They want to control all that content as well. So never, ever, ever make the mistake of thinking these guys, they have think tanks that go through every chess move before they start the first move.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know. I hear you, and I'm not, I don't want to fall into the trap of thinking that we've got the upper hand now. I think what I'm trying to say is that the realization, you know, that Neo Anderson had in the movie, that everything was, you know, a construct and it wasn't real, is what I have had months and months ago now, thanks to you and other folks. And I think that a lot of the people in the public are having it as well. So
Well, it's traveling. It's spreading. There's no doubt it's spreading. And I'm also aware that there are boys, and I'm certain of this, to be honest. I really, truly believe this. All the spraying the skies and all the rest of the stuff they're doing, I think they're trying to tranquilize the public as they bring us through these changes. And I was just thinking the other day, you know, when they started spraying heavily around 98 across Canada, really heavily, and it's been pretty well daily since, and most of the world, do you realize how many years they must have had the big chemical companies working to produce millions and millions of tons of this stuff they're spraying in advance? They must have been doing it since the end of World War II.
Yeah. I live in a flight path for Baltimore-Washington International Airport, and I look out the window in the morning. I show my wife. I said, look at this. It looks like a tic-tac-toe board. I got up the other day. I couldn't believe the number of trails from horizon to horizon, north to south. Yep. When they take off out of BWI, I see them make their ascent. And a lot of times there's two planes, one following the other for some reason. I see that a lot. And then on their low approaches, their low finals, they're so low, I can see the colors. Oh, that's Southwest, US Air, whoever. But I just cannot get over the amount of spraying that they're doing. And then on a clear sky day, you can see a normal contrail.
Yes,
you know,
it's
not that bad.
But that's even now, NASA's put out a documentary for young children at school to see, to try to convince them of what contrails look like, which means this is a long-term agenda that they're going for such a young group.
What's the tipping point where, I think I have a couple questions for you, and one of them I want to ask you is along some spiritual lines, but where do you see the tipping point for this, Alan? Because it can't go on.
The tipping point will come when everyone's backs to the wall. That's where it comes.
Yeah.
And that's what the other side have always said in their history books, that when the rabble ever do anything about it, that's what they are, is a rabble, unorganized mob, basically, with no leaders. And that's unfortunately, Zbigniew Brzezinski said it too when he was asked if he thought the people would ever rebel against the system. He says, what do the people do? He says, well, you can beat them, you can starve them, he says, and do they turn and revolt? He says, no, they turn around and eat their dead. That's what they think of the general public.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
It's utter contempt and arrogance.
Do you think that's soon, in the next 5 to 10 years?
It's already underway. I mean, I'd like to get the medical data on the deaths that are caused by all the spraying, because it's got to be accumulative in your system. And I know just about everybody comes down with massive bronchitis often with the sprays.
You know, I've often thought about, you can't even take a video camera to the airport nowadays, but if you were to trace this stuff back, you would have to, somehow, something has to be added to the jet fuel. And if you...
It's not just commercial. This was signed. These are military jets. I've got plenty of photographs of them. They're white. They have four massive engines, long swept back wings. And sometimes they will come low. I've seen one very low, and they're white, no markings whatsoever on them. Now, that means there's an international air force somewhere, base somewhere.
I've seen those, but I've only seen them very, very high. Mm-hmm. They climb pretty high coming out of the Baltimore airport here, and the contrail is practically from horizon to horizon.
Yes.
The trail.
You have to be quick now. There's other callers.
What's our hope, Alan, after all this?
If the people get back their natural humanity and realize they've been put into separate little boxes, separated from everyone else, and that's what government said to do, is to create a form of depersonalization. That's what they call it. When you end up in your little box there playing on this electronic gizmo that's got you completely trapped, you're not dealing with real people. You're in this real world of electronics. It's a trick of the elect, the electronic trick, and that's what they're doing. That's what they want. We've got to start communicating in person and meeting people and start being humane very, very fast and sharing the word, because it's our humanity. It's our humanity we've got to get back. Our humaneness to each other, we've got to get back. That's what's going to save us.
Okay. Thanks, Alan.
Yep. It's a pleasure. I've also got Larry from Minnesota. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello, Larry.
Hey, Alan. Glad I got through. I've been waiting a while.
Yes, go ahead.
I've been following your work for a couple of years now, and got a lot of things I can comment on, but I'll keep it simple tonight. I remember about a year ago, you did a show with Visigoth.
Yeah.
And You're talking about the more esoteric kind of supernatural side of this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you'd made some comments about, like, a few personal experiences you've had.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you were at hanging out at Aleister Crowley's old house.
Oh, yeah.
And then some of the testimony you've heard from some of these higher-level Freemasons and, like,
mm-hmm.
their odd ceremonies with,
yeah,
like, red glowing eyes and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder if you could elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, the thing is, I've talked to some high Masons who all told me some of the higher ceremonies. These are above 33rd degree. And separate ones, now this could all be a setup, of course, everything can be, but separate ones from different parts of, in fact, different countries have told me the same ritual, where people are admitted into a room, that particular degreed people or members are in that room, a candidate from a lower degree is brought up onto this kind of square platform, and a light shines down from the ceiling and envelopes him and the two people who escort them. And they can say, they all both said exactly the same thing. You can see those who escort them, their lights are ruby red, or their eyes are ruby red under the lights. And it's once the guy takes the actual oath, etc., it turns to a red. Now, that could all be a hoax for the public or even for the ones who observe, because sure. These guys play tricks amongst tricks within tricks on their own people. Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
But and they do love to bamboozle the public. But where we are today with all of this is, and here is the strange phenomena, Madame Blavatsky said about Theosophy, which is a female branch of Masonry, it was meant really for females to get them into this movement, to work towards what they thought would be a better world, was actually a pre-designed system that we're going to work towards. And Blavatsky said, our mission in the 1800s, our mission is to blend science and cross the barrier between science and spirit. So it makes you wonder, because today they can actually emulate all of the things that we used to call poltergeist phenomena. They can do it literally with high technology. Nick Begich showed stuff, machines that could put thoughts in your head from a distance, line of sight. Obsolete. On CBC Television, Canada. And he had tables of this equipment, small things you could put in your pocket and point at someone. And this is obsolete equipment that the CIA used, they said, in the 1950s. So they've crossed a barrier right. Where you can't tell what is supernatural or what is actually scientific, because they can emulate both.
Yeah, I was just at a Halloween party, and mm-hmm. You know, they had a blacklight room, and there was a mirror in there, and everyone was noticing that their teeth and eyes were glowing, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's all kinds of tricks one can use.
Yes, and the tricks, I mean, even on their own members, if you were to witness that and you were a true believer, a real brother amongst the brothers, and that was done on you, you would believe what you saw as being supernatural. It could have all been done by gizmos and science, too. Or contrary to that, they could even have put this equipment that made you hear something, because it can give you the language of that your brain understands, the auditory language, the electronic signals. I'm sure they can also give you have an hallucination as well.
Yeah, no doubt.
So that's how far they are with these sciences.
But haven't you had any personal experiences with supernatural or anything
yeah.
odd?
Yeah, I think most people have. It's
right.
something they can't explain. And
right.
even then, when I have them, I say, well, you know, it's possible they can do this with science. Was it science? I'll never know. you'll never know.
I guess that's the ultimate question, right?
That's right. and then again,
okay.
too, I think the answer to that could be, what did you personally get out of it? Was it meaningful? That would be the other part that might answer part of that question. If you personally get something out of it that you needed at that time. But if you're left with a question mark, you're left with more questions than answers.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
All righty. Thanks a lot.
Bye now.
Bye.
And I think we've got Peter on the line as well. Peter, where is it from? Tennessee, is it? Peter?
Yeah, hi, Alan.
Hello.
Hi, I'm in Toronto.
You're in Toronto, okay.
Yeah, I want to say hello to you. Listen, the markets are howling these days economically. And you're talking about this Anglo-American conspiracy business. Mm-hmm. You mentioned it one time before that the Brits signed somewhere in 45, 46, the United Nations, to deindustrialize.
Yeah.
Canada lost the Avro Arrow in the 50s.
That's right.
Probably that was the mark of the epitome of our denouement in deindustrialization.
Yep.
When did it happen with the U.S.? That we're getting this gutting of the U.S. economy to such an extent that, for example, in Canada now, the Canadian dollar went up. Some people are happy, but businesses are going bankrupt because they can't sell their products anymore.
That's right.
So here is the, at least according to the Globe and Mail today, which happens to be a business paper in Toronto.
Yeah.
When did this come in the U.S.? Do you have a date, a demarcation when this started?
Yeah, hold on, and I'll try and talk about that after the fall and break.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix, and we're talking to Peter from Toronto, who's mentioning the fact, which is very, very true, that the biggest trading partner that Canada has is the U.S., and no one's buying the Canadian produce right now because the Canadian dollar has gone up because the U.S. dollar has fallen down. This is this ping-pong stuff that they do all the time, this water-leveling act that they play. And people forget that all through the so-called Cold War, Japan was the one that held the debt for the U.S. The sell off your debt, by the way, that means to sell you off with it, too. But Japan was the one who held it. Now it's China. China is holding the debt of the U.S. The communist Chinese countries, because it's never changed, it's supposed to be still communist, is holding the debt of the prime fascist country. And we're supposed to buy into all this and believe it. Who's kidding who? Because the big banking boys created modern China. That's who was behind it all along. Read Bertrand Russell's books. He tells you about it. He was sent there back in the 20s to start teaching communism in the universities there. That's in his own memoirs. So Peter, you're talking about when did the U.S. begin to deindustrialize?
Yeah, was there a point where you can, you know, from your research, that you can say, look, it started there. Can you, you know, was there a definite date as, for example, it happened to the Brits? You were mentioning 45 signing this agreement, the United Nations business, to kill Britain, you know, the industrial Britain, if I can put it that way.
Yes. Well, you see, even in Britain, this is what they knew, and the economists were all brought into, the real economists, not these talking heads you get on television, but the guys who advise the top boys. They always say that the economy is like a huge engine, and even if you stop producing, it'll take 20 to 30 years for the impact eventually to hit, and it'll hit hard when it does. And so Britain was on its way out, and sure enough, they started deindustrializing at the end of World War II, and by the 70s, that's when it really hit home to Britain. The average person at the bottom felt it. Well, the U.S. is very, very similar. They started the ball rolling for deindustrialization about the late 60s, beginning of the 70s. And then the big boys again with these non-governmental organizations, members of the trilateral and CFR groups, working for on behalf of the supposed governments, signed all these deals towards NAFTA. The first it was the free trade negotiations, where they actually talked about a United Americas for the first time. That was back in the 80s. And they said that it was published in Canada, the new capital of the Americas, they were thinking would be put in Montreal. They had to get a different one from Ottawa,
right,
and from Washington, D.C. And so this was all discussed, and everybody, you know, we all see and hear the same news, but people don't believe it when they're told. And that's when they started really deindustrializing the U.S. fast, because once they had GATT signed, they'd already done all the framework for the transference of big corporate factories over to China and signed all the deals. That took years and years of bureaucratic negotiations to set up all of that. Then the big corporations pulled out of the U.S. back in the 90s, but the early 90s, they really started rolling out the corporations. And lo and behold, we find out afterwards that every corporation that left the shores of the U.S. going over to China were getting subsidized by the taxpayers of the U.S. and Canada so that they could ship all their stuff over there, set up factories. We paid for it all, and we'd pay their losses for the next 7 to 10 years. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
That's when it's... Yeah. Hello?